This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project. We continue, insha'Allah, our series, the 40 Ahadith of Imam An-Nawawi, rahimahullah. We move on to Hadith number 16, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أبو هريرة narrates that a man said to the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم said to the Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم أوصني give me some advice, give me some counsel, counsel me, advise me, أوصني قال لا تغضب. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, do not get angry. فَرَدَّدَ مِرَارًا قَالَ لَا تَغْضَبْ. The man repeated his request several times. And our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated likewise, لَا تَغْضَبْ. Do not get angry. رواه البخاري. Hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Number one, the takhrij of this hadith. This narration reported by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam al-Tirmidhi. There's also shawahid in the Muwatta of Imam Malik. There are other variations and narrations in the Muwatta of Imam Malik that the companion said, Ya Rasulullah, Allimni kalimat. Ya Rasulullah, teach me some words. A'ishu bihin. I will live with them. وَلَا تُكْثِرَ عَلَيَّ فَأَنْسَى. And don't give me too much of advice, I might forget. Give me something which is short and sweet. Give me something which is brief. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the matter of do not get angry. We find in the Musnad of Imam Ahmed that a man comes, Ya Rasulullah, give me some advice. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the same, do not get angry. قَالَ الرَّجُلْ فَفَكَّرْتُ حِينَ قَالَ النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam مَا قَالَ فَإِذَا الْغَضَبْ يَجْمَعُ الشَّرْ كُلَّهِ. And the person said, I pondered over the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about what he said when he said it. فَإِذَا الْغَضَبْ. And then I realized that anger, it contains within it all of evil. يَجْمَعُ الشَّرْ كُلَّهِ. It contains within it all of evil, subhanallah. Rawahu Ahmed. Who asked this question? We have various narrations that somebody came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him for advice, and he said, "Don't get angry." Who was the questioner? We find that some of the ulama said it was Abu Darda radiyallahu an, based upon the narration of Imam al-Tabarani. Ya Rasulullah, dullani ala amal yudkhiluni al-jannah. Ya Rasulullah, give me some advice, put me in the direction, put me and show me an act which will enter me into paradise. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تغضب ولك الجنة. And for you is paradise. Do not get angry, and for you is paradise. So these ulama, they said, well, see, it was Abu Darda who asked the question. But we have other narrations with Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi being the questioner, where he said, Ya Rasulullah, ma yamna'uni min ghadabillah. What will save me from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la taghdab, do not get angry. Rawahu Ahmed. Some ulama said, no, rather it was Jariya ibn Qudama, where he came and he says, qultu li rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa وسلم, Ya Rasulullah, قُلِّ قَوْلًا وَأَقْلِلَ عَلَيَّ. He says, Ya Rasulullah, give me some advice. Ya Rasulullah, tell me some words, give me some advice, and make it short and sweet. Do not make it too much. أَعْقِلْهُ, so that I will remember, I will understand it, etc. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, قَالَ لَا تَغْضَبْ. He says, do not get angry. قَالَ فَعُدْتُ لَهُ مِرَارًا. And then I repeated my question to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a few times. كُلُّ ذَلِكَ يَعُودُ. إِلَيَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ لَا تَغْضَبْ. And every time the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم responded to me, do not get angry. Ibn Abi Shayba. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. So we see that some narrations, it was Abu Darda who asked the question, other Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi, other narrations, Jariya ibn Qudama. And maybe this incident occurred a few times. Different people asked him the similar question, same question, and he gave them the same answer. Number two, the Rawi of this hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we've discussed his biography previously in great detail, walhamdulillah, and thus we move on. Number three, the importance of this hadith, subhanallah, this hadith shows us that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam no doubt was jawami'ul kalim, that he was a man of very few words, but those words were very vast in meaning, subhanallah. You can write volumes on this hadith that do not get angry. And we know, subhanallah, that anger is a source of many problems and many evils. Imam Haytami, he said that one cannot count the amount of good that this advice can bring. And one cannot count the amount of evil that this advice can prevent. If only but we acted upon it, subhanallah. Think about it, brothers and sisters. Ponder your own family, the people you know, the people around you, your community, that which you might have watched on the news, etc. How many bruises, how many fist fights, how much of vulgar language, how much of damage to persons and to property, how much of blood has been spilled, subhanallah. How many families have broken down, how many divorces were issued, how many family links have been broken due to the matter of uncontrolled anger. Allah musta'an. Remember, anger is an emotion. And like all other human emotions, etc., it is only but natural. But subhanallah, how you deal with it, that is where your responsibility comes in. Are you aggressive? How do you react to this anger? How do you express this anger? That's the crux of the matter. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, number four, inshaAllah, the explanation of this hadith, inshaAllah. We find, number one, the great zeal of the companions. How many a times they would come, Ya Rasulullah, what is the best of actions? Ya Rasulullah, what will enter me into paradise? Ya Rasulullah, give me some advice, this man came and asked, subhanAllah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, what about us? How often do we seek out advice? Companions, they were aiming for the stars. They were aiming for the area even above the stars, subhanAllah. They were not operating on minimalist fiqh. I repeat, they were not operating on minimalist fiqh. Rather, they were going for the best of the best. We, many of us, taking wudu, okay, well, you know what, the minimum, wash the face once, that suffices, khalas. Once is what I will do. Wash the feet, once is good, two is better, three is the best, khalas. I will stop on one, I will suffice with one, it's faster, it's easier. Ah, subhanAllah, I've heard that many of the ulama state that in my salah, if I just recited surah al-Fatiha and I did not recite a surah after that, then many of the ulama state that this is fine, khalas, I will suffice myself with just that. In my sujood, one subhana rabbi al-a'la suffices, khalas, I will stop on one subhana rabbi al-a'la. Ya akhi al-kareem, do you not want the best? When you want for yourself, do you not want the best? Subhanallah, somebody is dishing out food, you want the best portions. Somebody is giving out something, you do not want to be left behind. But why, when you are giving to Allah, it seems that you want to just give the passable amount? Allahu musta'an. Look at the zeal of the Sahaba. Ya Rasulullah, give me some counsel, give me some advice. And look at the advice which was given. How short, how sweet, how precise. But with that, how profound. The man repeated the question. Why? Because maybe he didn't realize how comprehensive and far-reaching this advice was. Prophet ﷺ told him, don't get angry. I mean, give me something else. Give me more. Give me more. Give me some other advice. Don't get angry. Anything else? Don't get angry. Subhanallah. Because this matter on the scales is extremely heavy. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, do not get angry. If one says that anger is a natural human emotion, and in reality, this is beyond the control of the human being. If somebody, like if we go with the literal of this hadith, don't get angry. But this is a human emotion. How can the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam advise me with the regards to something which is beyond my control? It's gonna happen. So then what does this hadith then mean? If it's definitely gonna happen, then what does this hadith really mean? Because we're gonna get angry. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam got angry. Everybody's gonna get angry. So then, does this hadith have no meaning? No. What it really then means is that you should follow, first meaning, you should follow, take steps to prevent yourself from getting angry in the first place. You should mold your behavior, adopt the opposite characteristics of anger. You should adopt generosity, kindness, calmness, patience, forbearance, forgiveness. Forgive people. Overlook the matter. Be patient with regards to the matter. And thus one will be able to control the temper, and one will be able to control one's temper even before one gets angry. At the point of getting angry, one would be able to take hold of one's emotions. So that's the first meaning of this hadith, that the preventative measure. The second meaning is that you restrain yourself and you do not act out on this anger. It means that one should not act based on one's anger. One should not express that anger. The anger wants you to act in a certain way, but you should fight it and you should restrain. What did your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? What did my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He said, "Laysa ash-shadidu bis-sur'a, innama ash-shadid alladhi yamliku nafsahu 'inda al-ghadab." It is not the strong one who is able to wrestle others, etc., but rather the strong one is the one who is able to control his anger when he's angry. Hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ, he controls himself. Your aql, we are all aqil, we all have an intellect. The word aql in reality linguistically means that which ties. Because your mind, your intellect is supposed to tie you down. It's supposed to hold your base instincts, etc., in check. It should not allow your anger to get the better of you. We find in the Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, and those who, when they are angry, they suppress their anger, they restrain themselves. And then one even above and better than that, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and they, عَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, that they make afu with regards to people, that they forgive people, subhanallah. Not only do they restrain their anger, but they forgive people. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ كَظَمَ غَيْظًا وَهُوَ قَادِرَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يُنَفِذَهُ دَعَاهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَ عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِ الْخَلَائِقِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The one who, when he gets angry, and he is able, he has the ability, he has the strength, and yunafidahu, to act out on this anger, he has the ability to act out, seek revenge, etc. But he holds back. دعاه الله عز وجل على رؤوس الخلائق. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call him at the head of all the creation on يوم القيامة حتى يخيره من الحور العين ما شاء. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the choice of whichever from the حور العين he wants. Subhanallah. Hadith reported by Imam Abu Dawood. What if somebody says, well, you know what? I naturally get angry very, very quickly, you know, and they say that you made me angry, etc. You made me act out in this way. Response to that, well, where's your iman? Where's your patience? Where's all the other characteristics that you're supposed to embody? Where's the forbearance? Where's the overlooking? Ponder, ya akhi al-kareem. Ponder, subhanallah, that as we say, think before you speak. Think before you speak. Similarly, Think before you get angry, especially when you are ready to act out on that anger. Is it worth it? Is it worthwhile, subhanAllah? How often over petty matters of this dunya, two individuals watching some sport, watching some match, and then there's this team and the other team, and they get super angry over this matter. How many clashes you have between different supporters of various teams, because somebody has a different opinion from you. This guy says Ameen aloud and you say Ameen silently. This individual here lifts up his hands, Raf'ul Yadain, and the other does not. This person salah is slightly different from you. This person, this chicken man, he says it's halal and you say it's haram or whatever, and because of that we get super angry with one another, angry over petty matters, over food, because I didn't get my way, so I'm angry with the other. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, he says that once your iman makes you realize the insignificance of this dunya, then you will not be that prone to getting angry. But because in your mind, and because that iman has not made this dunya so insignificant, it's very significant in your mind. It's very significant in your mind and in your heart. Thus, you get angry very, very quickly over these matters. Remember, as we said, anger is an emotion and it can be controlled. Getting angry might not be so much the issue. Getting angry might not be so much the issue. But how you react, how you react to it, that is important. In fact, subhanAllah, Imam Shafi'i, he said, "Man istughdib wa lam yaghdab fa huwa himar." The person who, the situation dictates that he gets angry. This is a situation where he should get angry. Imam Shafi'i said, well, if you don't get angry in that situation, then you are a donkey. And he says, وَمَنْ اِسْتُرْضِعَ وَلَمْ يَرْضَى فَهُوَ شَيْطَانٌ. And the person who, people are trying to please him, and they're really going out of their way to please him, etc. In this situation, he should be happy, and he should be pleased, but he's still not pleased. Then this person's a shaytan. SubhanAllah, Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah mentioned in Kifayatul Talib that if you are in a situation where you are supposed to be angry and you don't get angry, Imam al-Shafi'i said, well, in reality this is like a donkey, and when you are supposed to be happy and you are supposed to be pleased and you are not, then in reality you are like a shaytan. Remember, akhi al-kareem wa ukhti al-kareema, this anger, it has a physical effect on you. Your heart rate increases. Some people, their palms begin getting sweaty, the muscles tighten, your body goes into the fight or the flight system. That system engages, subhanAllah. Do I fight or do I flight? Do I go out from here? You have had people who've had strokes and heart attacks because they were in a state of anger. Allahu musta'an. As somebody said, maybe we get angry very quickly and act on it because we have an overblown sense of self-importance. Ponder over this, brothers and sisters. Maybe we get angry very quickly and we act out on this anger. I will not speak to you. I will not this with you. I will not that with you. You will see this. Allahu musta'an. Why? Because we have an overblown sense of self-importance. My way. It's supposed to be my way. I am so and so. I wanted it like this and like that, but you did it in the other way. I am right. I know better with regards to this matter. I told you this way, etc., etc. Maybe it's because we have this overblown sense of self-importance, and then when things do not go our way, then we are very, very angry. Allah musta'an. And more especially, we act out on that anger. We find, for example, individuals who have an overdose of pride, overdose of arrogance and stubbornness, etc., then they are more prone to getting angry, because your overblown sense of pride dictates that you should be angry with regards to this matter. Allah musta'an. Some said, maybe for example, this person just gets angry and acts out on the anger. Why? Because they're just looking for attention. They are just looking for attention. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who act in accordance to this advice of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not get angry. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say to the man, you know, perform hajj every year. Never said to him, make sure you pray your 5 salawat on time. Did not say to him that, you know what, your zakah and give some extra nafil charity. Did not say to him that, you know what, your halal rizq, etc. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him, Do not get angry. Subhanallah. Ya Akhil Kareem, we find that how you react is in your hands. How you react with regards to this matter of anger, it is in your hands, and you control that. And thus you are responsible for this. You cannot say, well, you made me angry and you made me do this. No. The person might have irritated you, might have made you get angry, but the reaction to that anger, acting out that anger, etc., that is within your control, and you are responsible for that. You take the vase and you throw it on the floor, you are responsible with regards to that. You go and you pull out your baseball bat and you start smashing the car of the next individual, road rage example, then you are responsible with regards to that compensation, etc. We find that reacting and acting out on your anger could be in various forms. One could get aggressive. Aggression is anger in action. Some other individual could suppress. Somebody is assertive. Somebody is assertive in the matter. One could say, well, you know what, let's sit down and solve this problem. Somebody else start running outside and go for some exercise. It depends on the situation, the context, etc. Mark Twain, he said that anger is an acid that can do more harm to the vessel in which it is stored than to anything onto which it is poured. Subhanallah. So this father is super angry and he might have beaten up the kid and beaten up this one and that one, etc. But in reality, he does more harm to himself. He does more harm to himself. Subhanallah. As he said here, Mark Twain, that this anger is like an acid, and it does more harm to you yourself than it does to the next person. Allah musta'an. And most likely when you act out on this anger, especially in the aggression form, most likely you will regret. Obviously, brothers and sisters, there are levels of anger. There's irritation, mild anger, there's frustration, there's rage. How many examples of road rage you have? Allah musta'an. Let us look at our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, I worked for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I served him for over 10 years. Not once did he tell me, why did he do this? Why did he not do that? Etc. Hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. We find that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha states, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever took revenge for any personal matter. He did not strike any servant nor anyone else except in battle. He never hit anyone, not a servant or anyone, not a female. He only did so in battle. Hadith reported by Imam Muslim. In fact, at Hunain, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the distribution of the booty, when the man said to him, A'adil ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, be just in your division of the booty. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will be just if I am unjust? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that, Rahim Allah Musa. May Allah have mercy upon Musa alayhi salam. لَقَدْ أُوذِيَ بِأَكْثَرْ مِنْ هَذَا فَصَبَرْ. He was tested and he suffered more than this and he had sabr. I mean, this small matter. Musa went through greater matters and he had sabr. Subhanallah. Rawahul Bukhari. And obviously Shaitan, Iblis, he gets excited when somebody is very angry. Why? Because this is fuel for him. There's road rage, there's divorces, there's abuse, there's loss of life, loss of limbs, subhanallah, damage to property. So he gets super excited when an individual is very angry. How do we counter this anger? Well, from the Sharia point of view, we find the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised, "Inni la a'lamu kalimatan law qalaha la dhahaba 'anhu ma yajid." Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If I know a word, I know some words. If the man says it, then this anger will go away from him." What words? "A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim." When you are angry, O brother, O sister, O Ahmed, Ilyas, Sumayya, when you are angry, say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim." And your anger will subside, insha'Allah. Rawahu al-Bukhari wa Muslim. We also find the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised changing our position. If you are standing, then sit down. If you are sitting, lie down. Hadith reported by Imam Ahmed and Abu Dawood. Why? Because maybe certain positions give a greater ability for you to vent your anger. You are standing in front of the person's face and they are screaming and you are screaming. Very easy for your hand, to then let out a strike or something of the sort. But rather, if you sat down, if for example you lied down, then this would ease matters. We also see that he advised to be silent. إذا غضب أحدكم فليسكت. If any of you is angry, then be quiet. He mentioned this three times, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah. So say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim." Change your position. Be silent. He also advised to make wudu. He says that anger is from shaitan. And shaitan's created from what? From fire. And only water puts out fire. Therefore, if any one of you gets angry, he should make wudu, he should make ablution. Hadith reported by Imam Abu Dawood and Imam Ahmed in his Musnad. We should also try to inculcate within us the opposite qualities: forgiveness and kindness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or rather in the Noble Quran, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرُ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. That rather take the path of forgiveness. Take the path of forgiveness. And afu, subhanallah, you know what it really means? It means to completely wipe away all trace of that matter. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. O Allah, you love to forgive. And so forgive us. Forgive us. Easy just to say it like that in English. But the real meaning of it is that wipe away that sin. Wipe away that sin completely and do not leave behind any trace whatsoever. It's as we say in English, that forgive and forget. Forget, subhanAllah. Completely forgotten. We find that in Surah Shura, verse number 40 and 41, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Whoever forgave and they corrected the matter, then their reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this afu is that it is completely removed. Somebody asks, is there such a thing as praiseworthy anger? So we spoke about anger, etc. here, and the negative effects of anger. What about praiseworthy anger? Is there some anger that, this is fine? In fact, this might be good anger. Yes, there is such a thing, subhanAllah. Anger for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the teachings of Islam are ignored, when the teachings of Islam are treated with disdain, we find the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Authaqu 'ura al-iman," that the most important bond of iman, the most important knot of iman, al-muwalat fillah wal-hub fillah, is to love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and alliance for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْبُغْضْ فِي اللَّهِ, and to also get angry for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We found that Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala in that Salatul Isha, he was prolonging the prayer, reciting Suratul Baqarah in that prayer. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard about this matter, he got very angry. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got angry and he said, "Ya Mu'adh, afattanun ant? Are you causing a fitna, O Mu'adh? Why are you reading Suratul Baqarah in Salatul Isha? People need to go places. People are weak. People are old. There's the kids there, etc. There's the mother. You can't be reciting Suratul Baqarah." Subhanallah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got what? He got angry with Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala an. This anger was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find Musa alayhi السلام ولما رجع موسى إلى قومه غضبان أسفا. That when Musa alayhi salam came back to his people and he found them worshipping the golden calf, he got angry, subhanallah, and he pulled at the beard of Harun alayhi salam. Ajib, that many of us, you know, when it's a personal matter, somebody did something to you, somebody said something about you, etc., etc., then we get angry. But when it comes to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we don't. When somebody transgresses upon the deen, when somebody treats the deen with disdain, etc., somebody mocks the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there, where's our anger? But when somebody just sits in my place or takes the place in front of me in the queue, I get very angry. What about my anger for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, no doubt that from a Sharia point of view, if a person's rights are violated or a person is wronged, then one has the right to get angry. Yes, I'm in a queue here and I've been waiting now for about half an hour and three people just walk up and they just skip the queue, subhanAllah. I have the right to get angry. Remember, one might have the right to get angry. One has the right to attempt to rectify the situation. However, one does not have the right to indulge in forbidden acts. Taking out your revenge, vulgar language, fist fights, etc. All of this, no, subhanAllah. We also find that the hadith, that whoever is angry, be silent. That hadith there is indicative that one is responsible for one's deeds. When you are angry, be silent. The fact that the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, be silent, why? Because you might say something and this might be a problem. And so it shows that if I do say something when I'm angry, then I will be held accountable with regards to those words. And thus, majority of the ulama, they count the divorce given while in a state of anger. Majority of the ulama state, well, Ahmed, he was angry and he divorced his wife. Well, they say, number one, nobody really divorces their wife when they're super happy. So, I mean, we can't really make an excuse here. And number two, they state that the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, be silent when you are angry, it shows that if you did speak, then your speech will be held accountable, and thus they counted and they regarded the divorce while given whilst in a state of anger to be valid. There is the second opinion of the minority amount of scholars. They divided anger into three categories: super anger, where the person doesn't really know what's going on, la talaq fi ighlab, that there's no talaq when like the mind is completely suppressed, completely locked up. So they said that this super anger, where the person does not know what they are doing, this type of anger, the divorce will not be counted, because this man is akin to somebody who is insane, majnoon. Then the opposite end of the spectrum, very light anger, they said here obviously the divorce must be counted, the man said it, so we must count it. Then there's the middle level of anger, and here there's the ijtihad of the ulama, whether to put it in the first category where it's similar to a person insane and thus not counted, or the third category where it's similar to mild anger and thus counted, and there's debate amongst the ulama with regards to that. There's also the ahadith that the qadi, the judge, should not judge when he is angry. Why? Because he might transgress upon the rights of those who are in the court, subhanAllah. Instead of giving this individual 2 years in jail, he gives the guy 15 years in jail. Why? Because he's just very angry right now. Allahu musta'an. Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah, he said that control yourself from four matters and you will be protected. From raghba, you know, craving for matters, just wanting and wanting and desiring and wanting. He says, protect yourself from this raghba. Why? Because this wanting and this desire, you know, might enter you into the haram. You might be tempted to do the haram to get what you want. He says, number two, that protect yourself from rahba. Rahba is fear. Sometimes due to fear, we engage in the haram. We engage in haram transactions, etc. We do haram type of business, etc. Why? Because I'm fearful. Where am I going to get money from, etc.? Allah musta'an. Protect yourself from shahwa, lust, and illicit desires, etc. Number four, and from ghadab, from anger. Why? Because these four matters, they could cause your destruction. This craving, this fear, this lust, and this anger, they can cause your destruction. And that's from who? From Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah. We also remind ourselves of the dua of the Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even when angry, etc., you know, he would make this dua rather, that, oh Allah, even if I'm angry, make sure that I do not say that which is incorrect. His dua was, As'aluka kalimat al-haq, I ask you for a word of truth, fir rida wal ghadab, while I am in a state of happiness and while I am angry. Hadith reported by Imam An-Nasa'i and Imam Ahmed. Again, the dua is, As'aluka kalimat al-haq fi rida wal-ghadab. And lastly, brothers and sisters, many of the ulama also advise that you give your body its haq of rest. Because when the body is not rested and the body hasn't had its meal, etc., the body is agitated. And thus you are prone to getting angry faster, and you might be prone to acting on that anger and thus regret later on. Allah musta'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to restrain ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to direct our anger in the correct direction, that anger which is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not that anger which is for the matter of the dunya. How many a family has broken down? How many individuals do not speak to one another? Why? Because of misdirected anger. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us with Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, and resurrect us in the company of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, his companion, رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. Until we meet again بإذن الله تعالى حياكم الله. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.